In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit, who is known as the Interior Master, who teaches us how to pray. And let's ask him to teach us to really love God more and more all the days of our lives. As we say, Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant it by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise, never rejoice in this consolation, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. What is the most important action you can do in your life? Think about that question. What is the most important action you can do in your life? I'll tell you. Receive Holy Communion. Nothing greater than that. So let's start by a little story in the life of a saint. We'll talk about what we can do to place Christ in the Eucharist at in the very center of our life. This is the name of the saint. He was a Lebanese saint from the Maronite rite, and his name was Saint Charbel Maclouf. He was a contemplative that lived in a monastery about 120 years ago. And he asked his superior if he could celebrate his Mass, not early in the morning or late at night, but at 12 noon. The reason being is because he wanted to spend the whole morning in preparation for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So the whole morning was directed to preparing him to celebrate the Mass and to receive Holy Communion. Then he celebrated the Mass at midday when the sun was highest in the sky as he lifted up the host. That host was transformed into the body and blood of Christ. Then, after he celebrated Mass, the rest of the day he spent in thanksgiving for that Mass and for that Holy Communion. I think that's a model for us in this sense, is that Jesus in the Mass and the Eucharist, when we're receiving Holy Communion, he should be the very center of our lives. Let me tell you an experience I had once when I was in New Hampshire. I arrived to visit my relatives, and the 2 days before I arrived, it was raining very hard. When I arrived, the rain stopped. And it's not because of me, just that God allowed the rain to stop. And I like to take long walks. So I take a long walk along the road, Route 103A, and there was a patch of sunflowers. And the first day I walked, it was shortly after the rain, the sunflowers, their heads were drooping like this, almost as if they were weeping, almost as if they were in mourning for something. But then after a day in which the sun had come out, the following day when I was walking, those sunflowers looked like this. Looked like they were standing on their tiptoes, looked as if they were looking up to heaven, and they were actually praising God. I think there's a symbolic interpretation. You who know the Spanish language, the word sunflower in Spanish is girasol. Gira comes from the verb girarse, and it's a reflective verb which means turn towards. Girasol. So for those who speak Spanish, the word sunflower means, it means the sun, the flower that turns toward the sun. We should all be human sunflowers. We should all be human sunflowers. We should be looking up not only at the sun in the sky, but looking at the Son of God. That Son of God is Jesus Christ. As the sun rises in the morning, every day, every time the priest celebrates the holy sacrifice of the Mass, what's happening? The Son of God is rising in the hands of the priest. That is the greatest miracle. But it's not finished, because Jesus wants you to go to Mass. And not simply to go to Mass every Sunday. Why don't you make a proposal as a result of this talk I'm giving to you now? Why don't you make this proposal? Try to go to Mass every day. Make that proposal. You pray the Our Father, don't you? When you pray the Our Father, you say, give us this day our daily bread. That daily bread should and can be the bread of life, which is Holy Communion. So, this is my invitation. All of you to look at your 24 hours in your day and see if you can give a half hour a day. A half hour a day to go to Mass. But not simply to be at Mass, but to participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. There's no greater action in the whole world than to go to Mass, but also to participate in Mass fully, consciously, and actively. And let me tell you something very consoling. If you go to Mass and you receive Holy Communion, Jesus offers us a great promise. And this you can read in your Bible, in John chapter 6. John chapter 6, you have what is called the Bread of Life Discourse. Listen attentively to these words. They're words that are a matter of life and death. Jesus says this, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. I repeat those words because they're so important that your salvation depends on listening to those words. But not only listening, putting them into practice. We don't want to be, it goes in one ear and then goes out the other ear. We want it to go in the ear, up to the mind, into the heart, and to your feet to carry out the good proposals. So we want to go from ear to mind to heart to feet, right? We want to put into practice those good proposals that God has given to us. Listen to these wonderful words. I am the bread of life. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So that when you die, you go before the Lord. There's a famous saying, you become what you eat. If you have bad eating habits, then you're going to have health problems. We all have to cultivate good spiritual diet. What is that good spiritual diet? It is to nourish ourselves on what is called the bread of life. So hopefully you understand this. But not simply intellectually, but actively. We invite all of you right now to send this message to all of your friends, inviting them to go to Mass, to participate, to receive the Lord. And you'll never regret it. And when you die, Jesus will say, "Welcome home, faithful servant." So through the intercession of Mary, the angels and saints and Saint Charbel, may God bless you with peace and joy and happiness in this life as well as in the life to come. And may Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So don't forget the importance of sharing. And never forget this. If you want to grow in your faith, how are you going to grow in your faith? You grow in your faith by sharing your faith with others. So you, by sharing this talk with others, you're carrying out a great act of charity, because you're going to be bringing other people to Mass and Holy Communion, and you're going to be bringing them to the source of all goodness, which is Jesus himself in the Eucharist. So may Mary, the Blessed Mother, inspire you to carry out these very noble inspirations. And you see all these hearts going up, meaning that you really love this presentation, then make sure that you share this wonderful presentation to the whole world. May God bless all of you. Wow, my heart's still keep going up. It's interesting, ever since the last 2 minutes, you probably had at least 100 hearts.
Yeah, because...
Why so many?
You was very inspiring, but you sound in short time, you're poetic.